Intro.
Hi, friend.
Hello. Welcome to Quinn and Jack Goof Off. It's been a long time since we've done one of these.
Yes, it has.
It has been a significant amount of time. And honestly, I'm pretty hype. Welcome back. Quinn and Jack Goof Off. It's been a while since we've used that podcast cover. Mm-hmm. So, I've had an idea for this episode.
Yes.
And I have not told you this.
You have not.
So, it's just Quinn and I, by the way.
It's only me.
Quinn and me, grammatically. It's only Quinn and me today.
No, isn't it? It's Quinn and I.
It is only Quinn and me. Because if you take out Quinn and, it is only me today.
It is only I today.
Tis only I.
I have figured that I was wrong.
Tis me.
Tis me. Only me. Only mine.
It's only me today. So, it's Quinn and me today.
Yes.
And we're in Rossman's back room. Thank you, Rossman.
Appreciate it.
So, I have been writing down over the past 3 days, this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording this on a Friday.
Yes.
I have been writing down every wiki page that I visited during class.
Okay, this is a fire. This is fire.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're going to say next, and this is fire.
So I feel like it would just be a very good bouncing, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Just like ricocheting off each other?
Trampoline pad? Springboard. Springboard.
Springboard.
A good springboard for conversation, because I just have so many.
Just like the most random things.
It's just very random things. And you can see like the stream of consciousness from how I go from one.
Oh, so like you went to one and then like you would click
like
another link you
within
found.
Links and like learn.
Yeah, so I can talk
about what I learned about in each of these
things.
And I can kind of explain why I went to each of the wiki pages.
Let's get right into it.
This
sounds very interesting and fun.
Speaking of, I go on a lot of wiki pages. I just
read wiki pages.
That's a lot of. So, people say that to have like a big vocabulary or like to be good at writing and stuff, which are
two things that you are good at.
I'm pretty good at.
Objectively good at.
People are like, oh, to do those things, you must read a lot of books. And I'm like, no, I hate reading books so much.
Books
I'm actually
suck.
Reading a book right now, and I'm proud of myself for it. But
double nerd. Come on,
though. But I don't read books. I just read wiki pages and learn about the most random things.
That's honestly smart. I might need
that's
to do
all
that.
I do. People will be like playing games on their iPad. I'm just like reading wiki pages.
Scrolling through wikis.
I'm just like scrolling through wikis. So Wikipedia is the only like favorited tab on my.
It's the only source of information ever.
Ever. No, yeah. But speaking of which, back in the day, remember when it was like, oh, you're writing a paper? Mm-hmm. Do not use Wikipedia.
It's still like that.
It is not. Well, it's still like, don't use Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But it is more of a credible source, I would say.
Well, yeah, because.
Than in like 2014.
The thing is that like the people that uphold the wiki pages actually care about what they're typing about.
A significant amount.
So like if someone messes it up, they're going to change it back because they care about.
Exactly, because they care about who's writing about the annoying orange.
Yes,
on the
they care
page.
About. Jonah's Ark.
Yeah. Noah's Ark. But yes.
I thought there was another thing. I don't
Jonah
know.
Is the whale guy.
I think I combined like two things. I think one of them was from the Bible. One of them was definitely from
the
Bible.
Both of them are from the Bible.
Well, no,
really?
But I think I took Jonah from something else.
Oh.
That wasn't from the Bible. It was floating around in my head.
Well, you might be thinking, okay, there's two Bible stories that you might be thinking about. There's Noah's Ark.
Yeah,
you
I know that
two
one.
By
obviously.
Two animal on
that one's
like, something cubits amount of wood.
Yes.
And then different Bible story, Jonah and the whale, where Jonah gets, he's like, God is like, go to Nineveh, Jonah.
Well, that's the thing, I've never heard that.
And then he gets swallowed by a big old whale. This is actually in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He gets swallowed by the whale. He like lives in the whale for like 3 days, and then the whale's just like opens up his mouth or something like that.
He just
like,
walks
crawls out. Something like that.
Why did he do that?
Just, I don't know, teach Jonah a lesson.
What did he do bad?
He didn't want to go to Nineveh and preach to the sinners, I think.
That piece of crap.
That
proves
piece
him
of
right.
crap, Jonah. Anywho, so.
Yeah, sorry about that little uneducated.
And we're not going to get through all of these. I know we're not going to get. This is the past week, so we're not getting through all of these. But if you have any interjections.
Or any
different paths to go down of conversation, we can do this for several episodes.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Yes.
So,
And it's like infinite. Because I assume really you will keep going to more wikis.
100%.
So the list will just get longer and longer.
Yeah, we'll need a new podcast cover. It's just like the Wiki Chronicles.
It's just a wiki.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's just a Wikipedia logo. It's just
the Wikipedia logo.
So the first one on my list is list of Disney Channel original films.
Okay.
Is what I visited.
Okay.
I don't remember what the context was for why I visited it.
You just wanted
to. I think it was during choir class. And we were talking about, like, Descendants.
I remember the conversation that was happening. And I was like,
yo, Teen Beach Movie? Because that's a banger.
Yes, you told me about that.
Yeah, I did tell you about Teen Beach 2, Ross Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we were talking about that. And then, what are some other Disney Channel original bangers?
I never watched...
Were you not a Disney Channel original
film guy? It's not that I wasn't... I'm just not a film guy in general. I don't like movies.
I'm really not either. But I just happened to watch them because they were on TV.
Yeah.
Like, Descendants, I was not a big Descendants guy when it came out, but I can appreciate it. I hate the sequels, though.
There's, like, two that I've ever watched. And I did watch Radio Rebel before all the hype came out.
Radio Rebel's a banger.
Yes. That went crazy.
Let me go to the wiki page.
And then,
I love that.
I don't know. There's one more.
I'm
sure. Maybe. I don't know.
Is it... like Zapped or something with Zendaya. There's a lot of like 90s films that I have no idea what's going on. High School Musical, good one. High School Musical 2.
I don't think I've ever seen a High School Musical.
You ever seen Camp Rock?
Yes. I've definitely seen Camp Rock.
She's really good. Wizards of Waverly Place the movie.
I
barely watched Wizards of Waverly Place like the series.
If I'm being honest, I couldn't tell you a single thing about Wizards and the Waverly Place.
Selena Gomez is the star of that.
I've heard of her before.
Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam.
I've never watched that.
I think I have, but I don't remember it. I'm going to be honest with you. Lemonade Mouth.
I never watched that when I was a kid, but there's that Danny Gonzalez video that I watched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb, the movie.
I watched that on Netflix. That's a good
one, Second Dimension.
That was sick.
Ugh. Good Luck, Charlie. It's Christmas. Frenemies. Oh, my God. That brings me back. That's between Zendaya and... oh, what's her name?
Radio Rebel.
Bella. Bella Thorne. They were on Shake It Up together.
Oh, I didn't know that. They were
in a movie called Frenemies.
I've heard of Shake It Up, I think.
Radio Rebel, good one. That's a good one. Cloud 9. Actually, no, 2013, Teen Beach Movie. Very good movie. Cloud 9 with Dove Cameron.
Never heard of that. Zapped a single thing.
With Zendaya. How to Build a Better Boy. That had China Anne McClain in it, didn't it? You know China Anne McClain?
No. You said China, and I thought...
She was on Ant Farm.
I thought you meant China.
There's a lot... No.
China.
China. Bad Hair... I barely remember. Teen Beach Movie 2, good one. Descendants. And then it gets into, like, movies that I have not seen.
That are just, like,
too recent.
Like, Unkst. Oh, I thought you
meant, zombies.
Like...
Screw zombies. I watched Zombies. I watched part of Zombies once. Zombies. It's terrible. It's horrible.
Everything nowadays is terrible.
Everything nowadays is terrible. Next. Yes. Next on my wiki pages.
Next
on Nile Rodgers. You know Nile Rodgers? He's a rhythm guitarist for Chic.
Oh, he's a guy. Some crazy guitarist. He's produced
a lot
man.
Of tracks. He's so good.
No, this is completely separate. Okay. I was like...
But speaking of, the next... So, wiki pages. Nile Rodgers, Chic, the band he was in, and then Chic discography. Is the three wiki page run.
So you were really invested in this man.
Yes, I was really paying attention to the discography and everything. Chic, cool history. Bernard Edwards on bass, cool.
That's the thing. You know a lot more stuff. I'd say in general.
That's because I visit wiki pages.
Exactly.
I read the history of spoons. If I feel like
exactly. You're bored. Just read the history of spoons.
Exactly.
Dude.
Just because. Next wiki page: Michael Jackson albums discography.
I've heard of that guy before.
You've heard of Michael Jackson?
Yes, I've definitely heard of that guy.
That's before. Really good to know.
Yes.
His album's discography, very pretty good.
He made like Billy John.
He did
make... I'm joking.
He did make Billy John. He's Billy known John. For that, Billy yeah. John. Billy John. So, Michael Jackson album's discography, The Jackson 5.
That's the one that he was a kid.
He was in The Jackson 5.
Little kid.
For sure, when he was a little kid.
Yes. Well, so is he the oldest or the youngest?
He's the youngest.
Bro, his four older brothers must feel terrible.
I'm sure. Well, they're probably just like, yeah. But, well,
I mean, now he's
since,
dead. So.
I'm assuming since the beginning, Michael was like the front man of it. Because it was like, oh, he's singing. He's a little kid. He's singing his little heart out.
Yeah, going, and then now he's a teenager. Now he's singing really good, actually.
Yeah, now he's,
now
a
he's
teenager,
an adult.
Now he's actually just the front man of the Jackson 5 doing the robot and stuff.
And now all his brothers are worthless because now he's Michael Jackson.
Do you know that Michael Jackson, like, popularized the robot dance move?
Really?
Yeah, he did. And the moonwalk, obviously. But
yeah, because
like,
he was cracked at that moonwalk.
He popularized... the robot. There's
he popularized like so many things.
There's
his
some
songs.
Things that like he did popularize. His
yeah.
Songs. There's some things that I don't realize are not like old and have been around forever. Mm-hmm. Like I think Steve Martin coined air quotes with his fingers in like the 70s. And I'm like, that hasn't been around forever? That's crazy.
See, this is like kind of the opposite. When I was a kid, I thought Michael Jackson died in, like, 1970.
Really? He died in 2009.
I know. I was alive when he died. I was a year old. And then when I was five, I thought he died, like, 20 years ago.
The high five started in the late 70s.
Was that with the high five?
The high five started
in
the late
70s. Oh, like the move, high five.
The A started in the late 70s.
That started in the 70s?
Isn't that crazy?
What did they do beforehand?
My father lived in a time before the high five. Isn't that crazy? Shout out to Dwayne.
Wait, that's crazy.
I know.
Dwayne, I feel bad for you. What would you do before a high five? How do you endear your friend?
Fist bumps, I guess.
I guess.
I feel like a fist bump definitely came after a high five.
I don't know.
I feel like it's a secondary to the high five.
Well, then what did they do before a high five?
I don't know. They probably they shook hands.
Yeah, like losers.
Good job, man.
Yeah, good job. Shake hands. Nice, crisp handshake.
Nice, crisp handshake, yeah.
That's weird.
I know. So further on my wiki pages, from the Jackson 5, I went to Tito Jackson. Tito Jackson was one of the Jackson 5 members, and he died recently, I think.
Oh, R.I.P.
Rip Tito.
Yes.
I think he was one of the older ones, I want to say. But, yeah. And then from there, I was on, like, the, like, music kick, and so I went to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, I've heard of them before.
You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I did not celebrate the 21st night of September, and I feel bad about it.
Yeah, because that's their one song.
Yeah, in September.
That one. Yeah.
That's such a good song. That's in my top 100 songs of all time. I have a list of my top 100 songs of all time.
So you would say 90% of them, and I probably wouldn't know them.
That's for a different podcast.
That is. That's going to be a podcast. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's just going to be me reading a song and you going, don't know it.
Yeah,
for
that's cool, I guess. And
songs.
Then you'll say like Cake by the Ocean. And I'll be like, yeah.
Cake by the Ocean is not on my top 100 songs.
I would hope not.
Oh my God. So from Earth, Wind, and Fire, I read about like their history. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then also their list of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Because I've been to that wiki page 1,000 times,
yeah.
I swear to God.
Are you flabbergasted each one?
Every single time. I'm like, oh my God, LL Cool J.
Oh my God.
I can't believe it. Etta James? No way. You know?
Sorry, I coughed.
It's okay, man. I respect it.
Sorry for the viewers.
All the viewers, yeah. Yes. Sorry for the listeners.
Yeah, listeners. I'm messing it up, man.
And then from there, I was just on a bunch of different people in... For all of the listeners, Quinlan just squirted some Germex on his hand, and it went everywhere.
It actually exploded.
It ricocheted off
For
his
a second,
hand
I thought it was
and
my
sprayed
eye,
on
and
me.
And then I was like, oh, I have glasses on. Well, I was chilling. But... That was... Oh, my God.
It's got everywhere. That was impressive. Honestly.
That was, honestly. Okay, back
do it again.
To...
do it again.
From the list of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, I was just on a bunch of different Hall of Fame inductees. So I went to, like, John Lee Hooker, Curtis Mayfield, The Impressions, which Curtis Mayfield was a member of. And then I went to Eric Clapton.
I've heard of him before.
Eric Clapton is, like, one of those classic... One of the best guitarists of all time.
Yeah.
And then
he just goes crazy.
And he's been in like 1,000 different bands. Mm. And I went to a couple wiki pages of the bands. But
is he still alive?
I think he's still alive. Okay. I want to say he is, but very good. And then I was like on a kick of listening to just Eric Clapton yeah. for a little bit, and like Derek and the Dominoes.
Just riffing on Dominoes.
Derek and the Dominoes. What groups was he part of? Derek and the Dominoes. He was in Cream. He was in the Yardbirds. He had a solo. So Eric Clapton
mm-hmm.
is the only person to be inducted into the Hall Rock and Roll Hall of Fame uh-huh. 3 times.
Oh, from like 3 different bands?
From 3 different bands.
Okay, that's because
he was inducted for the Yardbirds, Cream, and then for his solo career.
Oh, see, and that's very impressive. It's very impressive. Like, as well.
There have been a handful of people who have been inducted twice, uh-huh. like Michael Jackson. He was inducted for the Jackson 5.
Yeah, the Jackson 5.
And for his solo career.
But he's the only person to ever do 3?
Eric Clapton's the only person to ever do 3. And it's kind of crazy.
That's very impressive, I gotta say.
It's pretty cool.
Shout out Eric Clapton. Good job. You're doing good things.
Let me go to the wiki page because I love this wiki page. List of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. So there's the whole list with mm-hmm. everyone that inducted them. And then that's the whole list of everyone inducted into the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also a lot. Wait, does it go by like the farther you go down, is it older?
No, it's per year. There's like a yearly ceremony uh-huh. of who's inducted.
Who's the first ever inducted?
The first ever inductees were...
not going to know that.
It was started in the year 1986.
Oh, that's and way earlier I think than I thought it would
the
be.
The thing about it is that you have to be in the music industry for 30 years. And then you can be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So there's several people who like... They were inducted the first year that... They like became eligible for it.
Yeah. Well, so does that mean was Michael Jackson like did his?
The Jackson 5 was inducted 30 years after their first song came out, I think.
Okay.
And then Michael Jackson, his solo career
was then 30 years after yeah, he had done it,
I believe.
Okay.
But he came out with his first album when he was a kid by himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by himself, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Speaking of which. Not speaking of Michael Jackson, but speaking of the inductees of the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Chic, the band with Nile Rodgers that was a previous wiki page.
Uh-huh.
Chic has had the most nominations to be inducted that hasn't been inducted. They've had like 11 nominations to be inducted.
Oh, but they haven't ever been inducted.
They've never been inducted. So the inaugural class of the Hall of Fame was in 1986. Chuck Berry. You know Chuck Berry? That's
nope.
unfortunate. James Brown.
No.
Ray Charles.
I've heard of him, maybe.
Sam Cooke.
I've heard of him, maybe.
Fats Domino.
Okay, I don't know him, but I want to know him. That sounds sick.
The Everly Brothers.
Nope.
You don't know the Everly Brothers?
I do not think so.
Oh. Buddy Holly.
There's that one Weezer song. No, he wasn't.
Not the Weezer song.
Didn't he, like, was he one of those three that, like, died in the plane crash?
He was one of the three that died the day the music died. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Nope.
Little Richard.
Nope. But, see, that's, I also like Little Richard. Cool
and
guy.
Elvis Presley.
I think I've heard of him.
You think?
No, I've heard of that guy.
You've definitely heard of him.
My grandma used to love Elvis. She'd, like, play him on the record player.
Really?
And I'd be like, oh, this is cool, I guess.
So, here's all of the people... The people that have been inducted for 2 different things. There's a lot of people.
Oh, for double time.
Who have been inducted 2 times.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know Peter Gabriel? He was in Genesis and then in his solo career.
I heard of Genesis.
Dave Grohl.
Oh, Dave Grohl's been inducted twice. Didn't he do something bad recently?
He did. He, like, cheated on his wife, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But he was in Nirvana and then Foo Fighters. They were inducted.
Oh, see, I did not know Dave Grohl was in Nirvana.
He was. Yeah, he was the drummer.
Oh, see? That's the more you know, I guess. Yeah.
George Harrison, all of the Beatles, I think, have been inducted twice for their...
That would make sense.
For their, like, the Beatles and then their solo careers. Because,
you know, they're the Beatles.
Because they're the Beatles. I think Ringo Starr was inducted for the Beatles.
Ringo,
he was the drummer. But then he was the Beatles, and then I think he got, like, an award of excellence or something. Cause he doesn't
really, that's sick.
Yeah. John Lennon, Curtis Mayfield, who I mentioned previously. Stevie Nicks. Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, I've heard of Fleetwood Mac. Group. See, I've heard of like all these bands because they're like the really popular bands.
But Ozzy Osbourne?
I've heard of that guy.
Ozzy Osbourne, he was in Black Sabbath as well.
Yeah,
so he got inducted for solo and Black Sabbath. Most of these are like being inducted
for
both solo career and a band that they
were in. And like the really popular band. Yeah,
like Paul Simon. Simon and Garfunkel. And
his solo. I've heard of Simon. Garfunkel is such a funny name.
Art Garfunkel is his name.
Garfunkel.
Art Garfunkel. Tina Turner, Neil Young. A lot of people. And so Eric Clapton was the only person to have been nominated three.
See, that's impressive.
Awarded. Or inducted different times.
That's very impressive.
1992, 1993, and 2000. Yardbirds, Cream, and Solo.
You think if he started another band, he could do it again?
He's been in so many bands. He's been in several other bands.
Wait.
So.
Honestly, it might. Okay, hear me out. I have a hack to get on this a billion times. you just take like four people from all of like that have been on this list before that are obviously amazing at what they do. Yes. And then just like slowly rotate out people for other people that have been on the list.
You ever heard of the Plastic Ono Band?
No.
That's one of the wiki pages that I by the way. So
that's an amazing transition.
Straight up. Okay, so Eric Clapton, then I went to the Order of British Empire, which is straight up when somebody's like knighted, I think. They're called like Sir. So Eric Clapton is like Sir Eric Clapton, I think.
Oh, because he's been knighted.
That's all. I don't know if it's knighted or just like the Queen is like,
you are. The Queen's like, oh, you're sick,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but now it'd be the King, speaking of which. Because she's dead. R. So, Plastic Ono Band.
Uh-huh.
The Plastic Ono Band is a band that John Lennon. Ever heard of John Lennon?
Yes, I've definitely heard of John
Lennon. One of the Beatles.
Yeah.
So John Lennon made this band.
You can cut this out. He's the one that got shot at his door, right?
He did get shot at his door. I'm not cutting that out, but he did. He's dead.
Okay.
So he and Yoko Ono,
who
was his wife after he cheated on his wife with Yoko Ono.
Sick.
And say what you want about Yoko Ono. Honestly, I'm fine if you say anything about it.
You can say actually anything.
So he and Yoko Ono started a band, and they just straight up like cycled in and out. Eric Clapton was once in the Plastic Ono Band. Yeah. So I then went from Plastic Ono Band wiki page to list of members in the Plastic Ono Band.
Oh, and there's just going to be a billion.
Who were some of the... Okay. Let me go to the lineups. So John Lennon and Yoko Ono were always in it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's just some names who were in it.
Uh-huh.
There was Derek Clapton. Eric Clapton. Why did I say?
Okay,
Derek?
I was like, is that his cousin
Eric
or something?
Eric Clapton, and I guess they, I don't know, they went by like nicknames or something like that, because then it just says underneath quotes Derek Clapto.
Derek Clapto.
So
wait, that's sick.
Alan White went by Dallas White. Ringo Starr was in it just because he's dude. Ringo Starr played on every one of the Beatles' solo albums.
Yeah.
He was friends with that band.
Yeah.
George Harrison, who was the guitarist in the Beatles.
Oh.
And he went by George Harrisong, I guess. Billy Preston. You ever heard of Billy Preston?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. He went by Billy Prestud.
Okay, I gotta be honest. These names are stupid.
Billy Preston?
Who? No. They're little nicknames.
I know.
Changing like three letters?
That's what I'm
be original.
Thinking. Yeah. Come on, Jim Gordon? Jim Boredom. Cool.
Yeah, you're boring.
Like, it's just names like that. Phil Spector was in it, I guess. But there's just like a big old Frank Zappa. You ever heard of Frank Zappa? Very good guitarist. Just like a list of the people who are just like cycled in and out.
Yeah.
And then there's a timeline of who was in what.
That's like the most complicated thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So that list of Plastic Ono Band lineups. Then I went back to the wiki page of Eric Clapton just because
Because you're like, this is a cool dude.
Yeah. So that's that. Uh-huh. And then that's that wiki page, like, stream of consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So then I went to, this is within government class. I went to United States Presidential Approval Ratings wiki page.
This sounds something like I can wrap my head around more.
Mm-hmm. So the approval ratings of them. So what their highest approval rating during their term. There's a good graph on here.
Yeah,
of the highest, a good table of like highest approval rating, lowest approval rating, average approval rating, like distance, like a bunch of different data.
Yeah, all the data that you need.
So I just like sorted because people in class were just like, no, Trump wasn't the lowest. And I was like, I think he had the lowest approval rating. He never broke 50%.
Actually?
Yeah, he never broke 50% approval rating. So, yeah, he had the lowest average presidential approval rating of all the presidents. It's a fun fact. And then
that is a fun fact.
So then I think the highest approval rating in general was Bush right after 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone was like bringing the country together.
Yeah.
That was 92%.
Holy flip. Rating.
And I think he also had a really low approval rating around like the housing crisis.
That makes sense.
So he had a very diverse. Yeah.
So obviously like George Washington isn't on this list.
No, I think it started in 1937.
Where do you think George Washington would have been ranked?
George Washington.
His would have been super high.
I think a lot of people liked Washington.
Yeah. But probably. I guess I don't think it'd be super duper high. What do you think about Abe? I think Abe.
Abe? I think a lot of people didn't like Abe.
Yeah, well, just because, you know, there was the whole South versus the North.
Do you want to hear a really fun fact about Abe Lincoln?
Yes.
About Lincoln, Nebraska?
Didn't he lion cut down a tree? Is that Washington?
That was Washington.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact about Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Lincoln was named. You'd think it was like, oh, we're going to name this town after Lincoln because we like Lincoln.
Yeah.
What they did, so it was a big debate mm-hmm. on what's going to be the capital of Nebraska, Lincoln or Omaha. Good cough.
Thank you.
So it was what's going to be the capital, Lincoln or Omaha? Mm-hmm. And the Omaha people were like, we should be it. How can we discourage people for voting for this town?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, let's get them to name it Lincoln because people don't like Lincoln around here because he freed the slave.
Yeah.
So they named it Lincoln. Lincoln still won.
Well, let's go.
So the town of Lincoln was not named Lincoln because they liked him. It was named Lincoln because they didn't like him.
Well, they thought that they wouldn't like him.
Yeah, and they still voted Lincoln to be... Fun fact. Well, that's nice. Like, genuine.
Honestly, I do wish they went for Omaha. Not because of I don't like Lincoln.
It's just like...
I wanted one big major city.
Yeah, we do have a big major city. Omaha's the bigger city.
Well, yeah, but I wish it was just one huge city and then nothing else in Nebraska. I think that'd be a lot better.
We do have like two cities. Yes. And then like Kearney.
And then, yeah, Kearney and Grand Island.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Then, so, presidential approval rating, opinion polling of Donald Trump administration, so just, like, polling specifically on Trump's administration, mm-hmm. and then list of the most populous counties in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Hey, the bell actually rung this time.
That's surprising.
Then...
Is the first one on there Orange County?
No.
I don't know.
It's,
I know that's in California or something.
The one that...
New York.
I think the one that New York is in. I don't know what it's called.
New York County.
It's not New York County. And then I went to list of United States counties and country equivalents.
Uh-huh.
Counties and county equivalents. So it would be like, oh, what? Knox County has the same, or like Lincoln, the county that Lincoln's in, I don't know what it's called. I think it's like Douglas or something.
Something County.
Something County has the equivalence of Lithuania or something like that.
Oh, to like how many people are in it?
And I'd be like, oh. So then it was just like a list of counties by population. Oh, okay. Just what I used it for.
Yeah.
And fun fact, Nebraska has a lot of the least populated counties.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because we have counties with like 100 people in them.
Yeah, because who wants to live in Nebraska?
Who wants to live?
It's I'm not going to say that.
I like Nebraska. It's chill.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm definitely not going to live here.
That's probably the furthest we're going to get because the bell just rang, as you guys just heard.
Yeah.
So I think that's enough podcast for today. Yeah,
but I think we could definitely continue down
this
path.
We can continue down this path for sure. Yes. This will be a good amount of like half-hour podcasts.
Yes.
Just like us doing Norm Room.
Yeah.
It'd be a good time.
Wonderful.
So.
thank
you for podcasting with me, Quinlan.
You're very welcome.
Let me Jack read off an Schaefer. Outro. I have an outro to read. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Croft and Warrior podcast. This is Quinn and Jack Goof Off.
Uh-huh.
Quinn and Jack Goof Off during homeroom. Uh-huh. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only Quinlan and I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole, of which Quinlan is not a part of. You can catch us on Instagram at Crofton Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Crofton Warriors on Facebook and Twitter, Jack Schaefer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok if you want just me. Rossman, how's it going?
I wanted our chance.
We're closing up.
We'll
you
be
got
done
any
real
words
quick.
For the masses?
Sorry. No, you're fine. We'll be done really quick. Okay.
She does not have any words for the masses.
Nope.
Quinlan, do you have a quote of the day?
It's okay if you do bad on a test because I did bad on a test.
Okay. Yeah. Encouragement.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time we go through wiki pages.
Yeah, have a good day. I wasn't feeling it.